Welcome to StoryLark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called Sonic's Easter Run Around the World. Are you ready? Let's find out.
Sonic's Easter Run Around the World. Sonic the Hedgehog stretched his legs in the early morning sunshine. Easter was tomorrow, and he had a big idea bubbling in his brain like fizzy soda. What if I could deliver Easter eggs to kids all around the world? He wondered aloud, tapping his red sneakers on the ground. His friend Tails flew over with his twin tails spinning. That sounds amazing, Sonic. But do you know how different countries celebrate Easter? Tails asked, landing with a gentle thud. Sonic scratched his blue quills. Different? I thought everyone just hid colorful eggs and ate chocolate bunnies. Tails giggled and pulled out a big world map. Oh boy, do I have some surprises for you. Each country has its own special Easter traditions. Some don't even have Easter bunnies. Sonic's eyes grew wide with excitement. No bunnies? Now I really need to see this for myself. He grabbed a huge basket of rainbow-colored Easter eggs. Ready to zoom around the world, buddy? With a whoosh of wind, they were off on the greatest Easter adventure ever.
Whoosh!
Sonic and Tails landed in a snowy Swedish village, just as the sun painted the sky pink and orange.
Brr.
It's still chilly here in spring, Sonic shivered, his breath making little clouds. Suddenly, a group of children appeared wearing the most amazing costumes. They had colorful headscarves, painted rosy cheeks, and carried copper pots and broomsticks.
Are these Halloween costumes? Sonic whispered to Tails.
A friendly girl named Astrid overheard him.
Oh no, we're Easter witches.
In Sweden, we dress up like this and go door to door, trading our drawings for candy and treats. She showed them a beautiful picture she had drawn of spring flowers.
Easter witches? That's so cool, Sonic exclaimed.
He watched as Astrid knocked on a blue wooden door. An elderly woman smiled and gave her a handful of colorful candies in exchange for the artwork. We believe the Easter witches fly to a magical mountain and come back with spring, Astrid explained, twirling with her broomstick. Sonic lifted some eggs for the children and grinned. Sweden definitely knows how to make Easter magical.
Next stop, Greece.
Sonic spun into a bustling Greek village where the Mediterranean Sea sparkled like diamonds. The air smelled of fresh bread and lemon trees.
Kalimera, good morning, called a boy named Dimitri, waving from a sunny courtyard. He held something interesting in his hands.
Are those red eggs? Tails asked, landing softly.
Yes, in Greece we dye our Easter eggs bright red, Dimitri explained proudly. Red represents the blood of Christ and new life. Want to try our egg-cracking game?
Sonic nodded eagerly.
Dimitri showed them how to hold their eggs firmly. We say Christos Anesti, which means Christ is risen. Then we crack our eggs together. Whoever's egg doesn't break gets good luck.
Crack! Sonic's egg split right down the middle, but he laughed anyway.
That was awesome! Even without the luck, I feel lucky to learn something new.
An elderly grandmother, Yaya Maria, appeared with a tray of sweet Easter bread shaped like braids.
Take some tsureki for your journey, young travelers, she said warmly.
Sonic and Tails thanked her and munched the delicious bread as they prepared for their next adventure.
Good day, mate, came a cheerful voice as Sonic and Tails zoomed into the Australian outback. The red desert stretched endlessly under a brilliant blue sky.
A girl named Matilda waved from beside some interesting burrows in the ground.
Welcome to Australia. I see you've got Easter eggs there, but have you met our Easter Bilby? She asked with a grin.
Easter Bilby? What happened to the Easter Bunny? Sonic asked, scratching his head.
Matilda pointed to the small gray creature with big ears and a long nose peeking out from a burrow.
Well, rabbits aren't native to Australia, and they actually cause problems for our environment by eating too many plants, so we celebrate with bilbies instead. They're native animals that belong here.
The bilby's pink nose twitched curiously at Sonic.
Bilbies are much better diggers than rabbits, and they help our ecosystem, Matilda continued, gently petting the friendly creature. Plus, they're absolutely adorable.
Sonic had to agree. The bilby's long ears and gentle eyes were incredibly sweet.
That's so smart. Celebrating with animals that actually belong in your country, Sonic said, leaving some special eggs near the bilby burrows.
The ocean breeze felt wonderful as Sonic and Tails arrived in Bermuda, a beautiful island surrounded by crystal-clear turquoise water. Palm trees swayed gently, and colorful houses dotted the coastline like scattered jewels.
"Look up," called a boy named Marcus, pointing to the sky.
Sonic gasped. The air was filled with the most incredible kites he'd ever seen. There were kites shaped like fish, birds, flowers, and even some that looked like flying rainbows. "In Bermuda, we fly kites on Good Friday as part of our Easter tradition," explained Marcus's sister, Zara, as she launched her butterfly-shaped kite into the breeze.
"My great-grandmother told me that the kites represent Jesus rising to heaven."
Marcus ran along the pink sandy beach, his octopus kite dancing in the wind behind him.
"We make them ourselves with tissue paper and wooden sticks. Want to help us make one?"
Soon Sonic found himself carefully gluing bright yellow paper to a wooden frame.
"This is harder than running at super speed," he laughed. When their simple star-shaped kite finally soared into the blue sky, Sonic felt a special kind of joy.
Sometimes the best adventures happen when you slow down.
Snow still covered parts of Finland when Sonic and Tails arrived in a cozy village with red wooden houses. The air was crisp and clean, and icicles hung like crystal decorations from the rooftops.
"Tervetuloa! Welcome!"
called a girl named Aino from her family's warm kitchen window. Inside, something very special was growing.
"Are those tiny grass gardens?" Tails asked, amazed.
Aino nodded proudly, showing them dozens of small pots filled with bright green grass. "In Finland, we plant ryegrass in little pots weeks before Easter. We watch it grow and turn green. It reminds us that spring is coming, even when there's still snow outside." Her little brother Iro carefully watered his pot with a tiny watering can.
"Mine grew the tallest this year," he announced happily.
Aino tied a yellow ribbon around her grass pot. "We decorate them with ribbons and sometimes place little toy chicks or eggs among the grass blades."
Sonic gently touched the soft green grass. "It's like having spring inside your house. That's brilliant."
The family invited them to stay for warm berry soup and fresh bread. As snow continued to fall outside, the green grass glowed like hope in the window.
"One more stop," Sonic announced as they whooshed into a vibrant Mexican town square filled with music and laughter. Colorful papel picado fluttered overhead like confetti, and the smell of fresh tortillas made their stomachs rumble.
"Hola, amigos," called a girl named Carmen, who was carrying the most enormous basket of eggs Sonic had ever seen.
But these weren't ordinary Easter eggs. They were decorated with incredible patterns and bright, bold colors. "In Mexico, we call Easter Pascua, and we make cascarones, confetti eggs," Carmen explained excitedly. She showed them how the eggs were carefully emptied and then filled with tiny pieces of colorful paper confetti. "Then we crack them over each other's heads for good luck and fun." Before Sonic knew it, crack! Carmen had gently broken a cascaron over his blue quills, and confetti rained down like a tiny celebration.
"My turn," laughed Sonic, carefully cracking one over Carmen's head. Soon everyone in the square was covered in rainbow confetti, laughing and dancing to the mariachi music.
"This is the most joyful Easter tradition yet," Sonic exclaimed, spinning around as confetti swirled in the air around him.
As the sun began to set, painting the sky in soft pastels, Sonic and Tails found themselves back home. Sonic's basket was empty. Every single Easter egg had found a happy child around the world.
"What an incredible day," Sonic sighed contentedly, settling down in their favorite grassy spot under the old oak tree.
Tails yawned and curled up beside his best friend.
"We learned so much, didn't we? Easter witches in Sweden, red eggs in Greece, bilbies in Australia, kites in Bermuda, grass gardens in Finland, and confetti eggs in Mexico."
Sonic smiled sleepily. "You know what the best part was, Tails? Even though every country celebrates Easter differently, they all celebrate the same thing: new life, hope, and spring coming back to the world." A gentle breeze rustled the fresh green leaves above them, and the first stars began to twinkle. "And they all shared joy with their families and friends, just like we're doing right now," Tails added softly.
As crickets began their evening song,
Sonic closed his eyes. Next year, let's invite all our new friends to celebrate Easter together. Imagine, Swedish witches, Greek eggs, Australian bilbies, Bermuda kites, Finnish grass, and Mexican confetti all in one place. And with that happy thought, both friends drifted off to sleep under the starry sky.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.